BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The Sudanese army and its rival, the Rapid Support Forces, have said they are prepared to extend a three-day truce, which has now expired. The ceasefire had only been partly effective, with heavy fighting taking place in parts of the capital, Khartoum. The former foreign minister in the ousted civilian government, Mariam Al-Sadiq Al-Mahdi, is taking refuge at her home in Khartoum. She told the BBC that despite the ceasefire, civilians were still living in fear.
This, what they call truce, it has nothing to do with what is happening. The bombardment by the aeroplanes is taking place almost all day and night, and scattered bullets around us in the streets, because I live in one of the areas of Khartoum North, where unfortunately it's turning to be one of the battleground of this nonsensical confrontation.
The former US Vice President Mike Pence has appeared before a grand jury investigating Donald Trump's role in efforts to overturn the result of the 2020 election. Reports say that Mr. Pence was in the Washington courtroom for more than 7 hours. It's not known what testimony he provided, but commentators say he is a key witness, given the pressure put on him by Mr. Trump to refuse to certify the election result in his role as President of the Senate. The US has imposed sanctions on Russia's domestic security service, the FSB. It said the agency was guilty of hostage taking. Similar sanctions were imposed on the Iranian Revolutionary Guards. More from Barbara Plettusher.
This is the first time the U.S. is imposing sanctions for the wrongful detention of Americans. Administration officials said it was part of a broader effort to deal with the practice of using U.S. citizens as political bargaining chips. That's what they've accused Russia and Iran of doing. The sanctions target Russia's Domestic Security Service, the FSB, as well as the intelligence unit of Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps, including four of its senior commanders. Some are already sanctioned for other reasons, but the official said it was important to show there were consequences for this behavior, and more sanctions would be coming.
The army in Burkina Faso says that 33 soldiers have been killed in an attack on a military post by Islamist militants. David Bamford reports.
This latest attack, blamed on Islamist insurgents, is the second in just over a week in which dozens of soldiers have been reported killed. In the meantime, the military-led government in Ouagadougou spoke for the first time on Thursday about last week's killing of over 100 civilians by what local officials described as men in military uniform. The government has not said whether the attack on the northwestern village of Kama was carried out by the army, but it called for a full investigation.
World News from the BBC. The UN Security Council has unanimously condemned Afghanistan's Taliban rulers for banning Afghan women from working for the United Nations. It described the measures as unprecedented and called for the Taliban to swiftly reverse them. The ban came into force earlier this month. It followed a Taliban decision to stop women working for humanitarian groups in December last year. Since the Taliban seized power in 2021, women have been banned from attending universities, and girls' secondary schools have been closed. The British government has rejected demands for an inquiry into the evacuation of British and Afghan nationals from Kabul. The Defence Select Committee had called for a review of the withdrawal and Britain's wider role in the war in Afghanistan, but the Ministry of Defence said internal inquiries had already taken place. Brazil has said it will continue farming according to its own regulations, despite a European Union law banning the import of products linked to deforestation. Here's our Latin America regional editor, Mimi Swaby.
Land grabbers, not farmers, are responsible for the increasing deforestation in the Amazon. That's according to Brazil's Vice President, Geraldo Alckmin, in Sao Paulo on Thursday, discussing the sustainability of the country's cattle supply chain. Beef is one of the exports, along with coffee, soy and many others, that is prohibited under the EU law if it's linked to rainforest destruction. Although Brazilian producers have criticised the legislation, surging deforestation in the Amazon has sparked international concern and generated resistance to trade with Brazil in European countries.
Spain has recorded its highest ever temperature for April, hitting 38.8 degrees Celsius on Thursday. The record figure was reached in Cordoba. A blistering heat wave has pushed temperatures 10 to 15 degrees higher than expected for April across the country. BBC News.